It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The Utah High School Activities Association is considering a proposal that would ban many international students from playing sports here in Utah.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, if this proposal made by one of the UHSAA's committees is passed, it would ban any international student on an F1 visa from playing varsity high school sports in Utah. Now, just to give a little context, though, on the types of visas, though, this rule would not affect kids with J2 visas since they typically don't have much say in which schools they attend because they usually come in through international student programs. Now, the goal of this would be to crack down on schools accepting or even recruiting international students to play on their sports teams. KSL podcast host Amy Donaldson says that this has been an issue in Utah, and in a KSL investigation, they've had several students come forward saying they were not only recruited, they actually accepted scholarships to play high school sports in the Beehive State. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
We'll go in depth on this topic with the reporter Amy Donaldson, who has helped to uncover the story. That's coming up in about 15 minutes.
The Salt Lake City Council spent time last night going over a newly passed bill to help fund a new sports and entertainment district downtown. This will likely be where the state's new NHL hockey team would call home. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
This concerns an application from Smith Entertainment Group to create a Capital City Revitalization Zone that would center on development around the Delta Center. The application is a requirement of legislation passed by state lawmakers and signed by Governor Spencer Cox. Salt Lake attorney Katie Lewis briefed council members and outlined the timeline for potential development with a sales tax increase of 0.5% citywide to help fund the project. The council agreed to some key dates of action, May 7th. For a follow-up, followed by a public hearing on May 21st and a possible council vote July 2nd to approve the agreement. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
BYU's new men's basketball coach is already turning heads because of his NBA background. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Amanda, I'm right outside the Delta Center where the Utah Jazz have actually recently clashed with the new BYU chief basketball officer, who is currently Phoenix Suns assistant coach Kevin Young. Young's current boss, Frank Vogel, has only glowing things to say about the new BYU coach.
He was great for me, has been great for me throughout the course of this year. They are beyond lucky to have him.
Current Utah Jazz CEO Danny Ainge says he's already well acquainted with the name of Kevin Young himself.
Wow, that's a really good get for BYU. I tried to hire Kevin about 10 years ago. He was a guy that we interviewed last year for the head coaching job here and was incredibly impressive.
Now, Young is the NBA's top-paid assistant coach, and he will net a 7-year contract worth $30 million, according to CBS Sports. Reporting live from the Delta Center, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We're 100 days away from the start of the Olympic Games in Paris, France, and scammers are eager to take advantage of travelers from around the world trying to get tickets to the Games. KSL TV's Matt Gephardt has some ideas on how to protect yourself if you're making the trip.
Adam Lobb is the general manager for cybersecurity vendor Networks. Lobb also suggests using a credit card whenever possible, which comes with credit card protections. To prepare for small cash transactions like tips, he says exchange currency only at official banks. Never purchase euros from somebody on the street.
Gephardt also says be wary of hotel booking scams and make sure you're booking early and using reputable websites. We'll go in depth on this story later in the morning.
Dozens of Russian athletes still don't know if they'll take part in the Paris Olympic Games. Russian sports officials have made contrasting comments about whether their athletes should take part as neutral athletes. The International Olympic Committee will not allow the Russian team to compete under the name of their country because of past doping scandals and the war in Ukraine.
Now KSL's top national stories this hour. House Speaker Mike Johnson moving forward with plans to pass more aid to Ukraine and Israel. ABC's Rachel Scott is in Washington with the latest.
The speaker has made it clear he plans to take that $95 billion package into four separate measures in the House, but that is now prompting calls for him to be ousted. Congressman Thomas Massie joining Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Johnson knows that he's faced with a razor-thin majority, so if just one more Republican joins that effort, he could be ousted as speaker, plunging the House into chaos.
Johnson wants an aid package that roughly mirrors the $95 million bill passed 2 months ago.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says interest rates won't be cut until later this year.
President Biden touting his economic record while campaigning in Scranton, Pennsylvania Tuesday. At the same time, the Federal Reserve Chair signaled stubborn inflation will likely delay any interest rate drops until later this year.
The recent data have clearly not given us greater confidence.
Especially when it comes to the labor and housing markets. High mortgage rates and low inventory are keeping many wannabe homeowners on the sidelines, especially in Boston, where the Boston Globe reports the median price for a single-family home in March reached a record $900,000. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Student loans are following people from graduation to death. A new report says borrowers are being forced to pause major life events like buying a house, cars, moving out, or getting married. One in three U.S. students currently enrolled in post-high school education say they've considered dropping out in the last 6 months.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, I-15 running a little bit slow south, Salt Lake coming up on the I-80 turnoff. We've also got traffic filling in spots on South 15 through Davis County, but the main corridors have been okay. It's city streets that are pretty busy now, including Mountain View, Bangor, SR 36, 2100 North in Lehigh, and the gates to Hill Air Force Base haven't been too bad so far this morning. Roy probably looks the busiest right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Chad Daybell trial continues today in Boise. Yesterday, the jury heard an audio recording of Daybell talking to his late brother-in-law, Alex Cox. Cox died a few months ago from what the medical examiner said was natural causes. Cox shot and killed Lori Vallow's previous husband back in 2019, claiming self-defense. The phone call was just a few weeks before Cox died.
Hundreds of millions of gallons of water are being sent into the Great Salt Lake right now, ahead of the highest point of the spring runoff. Scott Paxman with the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District tells KSL-TV we can't take the runoff for granted.
Hopefully our customers know that even on good years, we really want to be more efficient with our water use.
Reservoirs across the basin are about 75% full, and there's a lot of snowpack to come down.
Let's check our weather now with Matt Johnson. We've reached the point where we probably will not see any more valley snow until the fall.
As we get further and further into the spring season, it is harder and harder to see that snowfall and freeze in the valley floors. Our average last snowfall was yesterday, believe it or not, April 16th. Average last freeze, about a week from now, April 22nd.
I did give the grass its first haircut of the season.
Ah, very good.
And winterize the snowblower. We could hit 60 today and see a big warm-up next week.
A 30-year study is taking a close look at burnout culture in the workforce. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports.
Working late and volatile hours can lead to depression and a host of other health problems, according to a study by an NYU social studies professor. The study also found the working issues also cause sleep problems, which snowballed into diseases like diabetes and obesity. Jamaica Shires of PATH Behavioral Health in Salt Lake says the findings are similar to what they've seen.
Like, we've definitely noticed a burnout rate, especially amongst our adults that come in.
Shire says they counseled their clients to learn self-care and take advantage of work-from-home and telehealth opportunities. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
The maker of a popular weight loss drug says the drug may also help prevent sleep apnea.
Eli Lilly says its weight loss drug, Zepbound, can help people with obstructive sleep apnea and obesity, a serious condition in which breathing is disrupted during sleep. Losing weight is often recommended as a way of improving or reversing the condition. A trial found people who took Zepbound lost up to 20% of their body weight and had an average 55% reduction in their AHI scores, which measure the effects of sleep apnea on breathing. The company plans to ask the FDA to expand approval in the coming months. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
California wants to ban a chemical in many types of decaf coffee.
In order to get caffeine out of coffee, often a chemical goes into the coffee beans. It's called methylene chloride, a colorless liquid that federal regulators have banned in things like paint strippers because it's a known carcinogen, yet it's still allowed in food and drinks. Now, California Assemblymember Eloise Gomez-Reyes wants to ban that chemical from decaf coffee.
They're using a known carcinogen to decaffeinate coffee.
Supporters of the ban say many decaf drinkers think they're making a healthier choice. Alex Stone, ABC News.
So if you've been drinking decaf, you've been drinking methylene chloride?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
No.
7:09. Let's see how the roads are doing with traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. A few flashing lights out there, Andy.
Yeah, it's on the left shoulder, North 15. As you go from 33rd South to I-80, you'll see this with a little bit of slowing behind it. It's not blocking any lanes. Your bigger wait time is over at Mountain View and 3500 South. Traffic going down the hill there, pretty backed up. Tooele County starting to slow again in Stansbury Park, especially at SR 138. Heather?
We had a traffic trooper let us know that speeds are running quite nicely at the posted speed limit, southbound I-15 between Ogden and Farmington, and you're still at speed from Farmington into downtown Salt Lake as well. We are still dealing with some congestion trying to get into Hill Air Force Base, both at the Westgate and Clearfield, and now a lot of people are choosing to go up to Roy, and that is backing things up as well, especially as you exit southbound I-15 at 5600 South in Roy. Eric?
Well, it looks like we got a crash on the southbound off-ramp to Center Street in Provo. It's over on the right shoulder, but we'll keep an eye on that. There seems to be some conflicting information about that. At least on the freeway itself, we don't see any delays as you head from Provo to Point of the Mountain. That's a 20-minute drive. It is bunching up a little bit on 2100 North in Lehigh from 2300 West over to the freeway. That's actually delayed in both directions a little bit. Spring into performance with Jody Wilkinson's new Acura MTX. All-wheel drive and safety never looked so good. Leases at $589 monthly. Details, text Acura to 57500. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast. We'll start this morning out at mild low 50s at 7 a.m. with mostly cloudy skies. By the lunch hour, decreasing clouds, temps in the mid-50s. Today we'll top out at about 60 degrees, partly cloudy skies, and a light breeze from the northwest. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's cooled off a little bit out there, 49 degrees.
Should international students be allowed to play high school sports in the state of Utah? We'll talk to Amy Donaldson in just a moment.
Sticking with sports here, the NBA's Western Conference playoff bracket taking shape following last night's play-in games. LeBron James and the L.A. Lakers beat the New Orleans Pelicans to solidify the seventh seed in the playoffs. But what I'm about to say has never rolled off the lips of NBA fans forever.
What's that?
The Golden State Warriors were knocked out by the Sacramento Kings. I mean, that's a changing of the guard right now.
Yeah.
So the Kings will play the Pelicans for the last spot in the West. The Eastern Conference play-in games are tonight.
Another writer's strike could get underway soon, but this time it's all about Sesame Street.
The writers at the Sesame Workshop, which produces the legendary children's television series Sesame Street, have voted unanimously to authorize a strike amid contract negotiations. The writers are seeking annual raises, improvements to residuals, and WGA union coverage for Sesame Workshop's animation and social media divisions. Shows that could be impacted will obviously include Sesame Street, which airs on both PBS and Max. However, Sesame Workshop also produces the Apple TV Plus series Helpsters.
We are monsters who help, and we call ourselves
the Helpsters!
The Sesame Street version of a late-night talk show, The Not Too Late Show with Elmo, could also be affected.
Thank you, everybody!
If the strike happens, picketing will commence on Wednesday, April 24th in New York City. I'm Kevin Carr.
Did you know there was a late-night talk show with Elmo?
I did not. Mana.
A portrait of Winston Churchill by an artist whose work the British leader loathed is going up for auction. The painting by modernist artist Graham Sutherland is expected to sell for between $622,000 and $1 million. Sotheby's has put the portrait on public display at Churchill's birthplace in rural England.
It was a beautiful day for a walk in Montana. At least that's what an elephant apparently thought when he decided to escape a circus. Lisa Rogers thought she was seeing things.
I looked outside and I got all excited because I seen an elephant walking down Harrison in Butte, Montana. So I acted like a little kid.
Viola the elephant brought traffic to a stop. Well, I hope so. She was returned safely and then went on to perform for the crowds.
It's the most exciting thing to happen in Butte, Montana in years. Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Paramount Plus, this is interesting, is hoping you will enjoy looking at a national park all day. Paramount and the National Park Foundation will do live streams from sunup to sundown at different national parks starting on Monday, which happens to be Earth Day.
I think that's great. Red Butte Gardens has announced its full outdoor concert series lineup, and the artists include the Beach Boys, Indigo Girls, Slash, Pat Benatar, Melissa Etheridge, and more. Ticket sales go up May 2nd at 9 a.m. for the June and July shows.
And look at this. The Beatles' legacy continues. James McCartney and Sean Ono Lennon, the sons of the band's frontman, released a new single called Primrose Hill.
Oh.
KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Utah High School Activities Association is considering a proposal to ban many international students from playing varsity sports here in Utah. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
More on that in a moment. Second, a new study on burnout culture in the workplace shows the importance of getting some downtime and sleep.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
I-15 traffic has been a little bit slow south Salt Lake, although they just moved to crash from the left side and they cleared it off the freeway, so we'll see if that speeds things up in south Salt Lake. Be prepared for some extra travel time on 2100 North as you go from Redwood Road over to I-15 in Lehigh as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A dry, cool front could kick up the winds today. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now it's 49 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Let's check our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Like the others before him, current House Speaker Mike Johnson could be facing a fight against members of his own party trying to oust the gavel from his hands. ABC's Rachel Scott's on Capitol Hill.
Congressman Thomas Massie now joining Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene in an effort to try to oust Speaker Johnson from this position. Johnson knows he is faced with a razor-thin majority, so if just one more Republican joins this effort, he could lose this job. And of course, that would put the House into chaos with no Speaker of the House yet again.
A faction of hardline Republicans are lining up against Johnson's plan to split a foreign aid package into four separate bills. The Boeing whistleblower appears before a Senate committee on Capitol Hill today. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
In a preview of his testimony, the whistleblower Sam Salapour, a Boeing engineer, calls for the 787 Dreamliner to be grounded immediately. He claims the wide-body jets are not properly fastened and could eventually break apart over time, a claim Boeing calls inaccurate.
President Biden is hoping to swing some swing state voters his way.
President Biden today delivers remarks at the United Steelworkers Union headquarters in Pittsburgh and will call for tripling tariffs on Chinese steel. The White House says this move is aimed at protecting investment in American manufacturing and protecting workers. Officials say because China's economy is struggling, it's becoming more dependent on exports to support its growth. President Biden has directed his team to work with Mexico to prevent China from evading tariffs by accessing the U.S. market through Mexico. Administration officials were in Mexico Tuesday for discussions on this issue. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
No action in court today during former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. Seven jurors were sworn in on Tuesday. Tesla is preparing to ask shareholders to reinstate the $55 billion compensation package for Elon Musk that was rejected by a Delaware judge. Musk also wants to move the company's headquarters to Texas. You're listening to ABC News.
We're hoping to connect here with Amy Donaldson, who joined us a couple of days ago talking about her second season of The Letter. Mm-hmm. But today, the Utah High School Activities Association, I guess, is considering a proposal that would ban many international students from playing sports while here in Utah.
You know, we got a text on that a second ago from a listener who says, international students pay a lot of money to attend school, so they should be able to participate in school sports. I don't understand why this is an issue.
Well, and how big of an issue is it was one of our main questions. Both of my boys played high school
and
basketball
mine too.
For a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I announced the state tournament every year, so I was working with the Activities Association. And everybody that's had a child that's played high school sports has heard all of the rumblings mm-hmm. about players that, you know, move from St. George and are sharing addresses in the boundaries so that they can officially play football mm-hmm. or basketball for a certain team. But I have never heard this come up about international students.
So what? How are they recruiting these? Are they recruiting these students, or the students just want to come here for a better education?
I think that's one of the allegations is that they're actually being recruited. And in some cases, the story that Adam was sharing this morning says that they're getting scholarships to come play high school, which, you know, is we may not have time to talk to her right now. The question that our listener was asking, saying that students, international students, pay a lot of money, that may be separate from this issue.
It may be. May be for a private school or
where there's actually recruitment going on just for the purpose of playing sports.
We'll learn more from Amy, I'm sure, later today here on KSL News Radio.
And that is the In-Depth this hour at 15 and 45.
7:19, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, North 15, slowdowns still in South Salt Lake, even though they cleared the crash, or they moved it off the freeway anyway, that was at 33rd South. There's a crash out in Magna on SR 201 near 7200 West. It's off right just before the 7200 West intersection. You've got a little bit of slowing through there, but the traffic actually gets worse closer to Bangor Highway on the 201 freeway. And Mountain View, you got your usual four-minute delay going up through West Valley. Try to get through 3500 South. Heather?
The biggest problem today for Weber-Davis County drivers is trying to get into Hill Air Force Base. The 650 North Gate in Clearfield has been the worst all morning long. We've got pretty big delays backed up on the exit ramps from I-15 to get onto 650 North as well as Main Street. And then now a lot of people are opting to try to get into the Roy Gate instead, just north of that. And that is starting to see some delays on 5600 South as well as on 1900 West. The South Gate has been in pretty good shape all morning long in Layton, so that shouldn't be too hard to get to. Southbound I-15 still at speed between Ogden and Salt Lake. Eric.
Redwood Road slowing up northbound, approaching 2100 North, approaching that same intersection. Mountain View Corridor traffic is slowing down as well. And SR 73 for Eagle Mountain drivers getting busy and a little bit delayed as well. Otherwise, Utah County, other than the north part of the county, is looking pretty good from Provo to Point of the Mountain. That's 20-minute drive on a northbound side on I-15. But if on southbound 15, if you're going onto the freeway from Center Street in Provo, there is a crash on the entrance ramp that's over on the right shoulder. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast goes from 60s to 80s. How about partly cloudy skies with a high of 60 today? 61 tomorrow, mostly sunny. Here comes the warm-up. 66 on Friday, partly cloudy, mostly sunny, and 71 on your Saturday. Sunday, we're up to 73, sunny skies. A couple of clouds possible on Monday, 75. We top out on Tuesday, 80 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Boy, more clouds moved in here all of a sudden, blocking that sunshine. 49 degrees downtown. And the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
We're going to catch up with Amy Donaldson the next half hour at 7:45 and talk to her a little bit more, because we really want to understand this issue of why it's an issue, how big of an issue, who all does it affect? Does she have a sense for which way the Athletic Association or the Sports Association is going to go on this issue?
Yeah, so look forward to that. We missed her this half hour, but again, that's coming up at 7:45. Next, though, it's a check of your money this morning. KSL News Time, 7:22.